Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, it looks like Paul Pogba's time at Manchester United might be up. But has he really been that bad? Manchester United let Paul Pogba leave the club for free as a youngster and bought him back from Juventus in 2016. He cost them almost £90 million. He's since won the World Cup with France and even scored in the final. Yet that price tag has weighed heavily on the Frenchman in the last six seasons. He's been badly criticised for a lack of form, a lack of effort, and even a lack of interest.
What would you like to say, all things Paul Pogba?
I wouldn't put Paul Pogba in the Wigan team, he'd make it worse.
You're in League One, aren't you, at the moment?
Eugene.
You would have Paul Pogba at
Eugene,
Wigan.
Eugene, what have you...
The amount of passion that the players put in week in, week out, you just would not see it from Paul Pogba. He's lazy, he's just not... He doesn't give anything.
And Manchester United fans haven't been too enamoured with him either.
People saying United ain't pulling in the same, and all the players aren't pulling in the same direction. They're not. They're playing for themselves. It's like people saying that Paul Pogba's saying why. He's there for it. He's there for the money. If he was at United to actually try and win things, you'd see him tracking back. You'd see him putting the effort in.
Paul Pogba was even booed by United fans when he was substituted during a 3-2 win over Norwich. But it's also widely acknowledged that Manchester United's problems run deep. There's not one overall reason for their lack of success, which is why boss Ralf Rangnick told reporters that the side needs open heart surgery. So is Paul Pogba really as bad as people suggest?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Juventus, Paul Pogba played on the left-hand side of a three-man midfield, alongside some combination of Andrea Pirlo, Claudio Marchisio and Arturo Vidal. For France, he plays on the left-hand side of a three-man midfield too. That means he's free to be more creative because the other two midfielders can provide defensive cover if needed. He can drive forward with the ball and make runs into the box.
And again, as we all know, the best version of Paul Pogba that we've seen at club level, very different to international level, but at club level was in the midfield three when he played on our left-hand side in a very good, albeit Juve team.
But Manchester United tends to play with a two-man midfield. That's meant Paul Pogba has played as the most defensive midfielder 10 times and in a more advanced attacking role 9 times. Neither of these are regarded as his best position. He's criticised for not being able to make these changes in position work. That's where the comments about effort and work rate come from. Here's Manchester United midfield legend Paul Scholes talking to BT Sport in 2017.
I watched him a lot at Juventus because Juventus are a really good team. He was a runner, he was a worker in that team. I'd see him sprint to balls, he's sprinting to make tackles, he's scoring goals. And the footballer, the man who controlled the game was Pirlo. Now, he's been asked to do that at Manchester United. It's not what he does best.
But when nutritionists and sports psychologists are employed by clubs to achieve just a 1% advantage, there's a chance that fielding a player in his correct position could be an easy win. Paul Pogba scored 34 goals and assisted his teammates 40 times in 178 appearances for Juventus. At United, he scored 39 times and assisted on 51 occasions. But it's taken him 233 games to get there. Yet this season, he's made more assists than any other Manchester United player. Paul Pogba can attack. He can, as Paul Scholes said, do the defensive work too. As we've seen with France and Juventus, he shines when he's asked to do a bit of both. But at United, he's been tasked with doing one or the other. On top of that, there's been a lot of pressure in Manchester. His every move is scrutinised. Recently, there was a whole article written about whether or not he'd left the WhatsApp group chat with the other Manchester United players. Could it be that he's become a scapegoat for more deep-rooted problems at Manchester United? If he does move on this summer, it could be the best solution for all involved. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.